Morning, Zoe. Got donuts.
Jeff Bridges, why are you still living above our garage?
Well, I dig the mattress, and I want to be in a T-Mobile commercial like you. Teach me, Soldana.
Oh, no, I'm not really prepared. I couldn't possibly.
At T-Mobile, get the new iPhone 17 Pro on them. It's designed to be the most powerful iPhone yet and has the ultimate pro camera system.
Wow, impressive. Let me try. T-Mobile is the best place to get iPhone 17 Pro because they've got the best network.
Nice, Jeffrey.
You heard them. T-Mobile is the best place to get the new iPhone 17 Pro on us with eligible trade-in in any condition.
So, what are we having for lunch?
Dude, my work here is done.
With 24 monthly bill credits on Experience Beyond for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel. Finance agreement iPhone 17 Pro, 256 gigs, $1,099.99, and new line minimum $100 plus a month plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data 1H2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Everybody, my name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio. Listen, we help Christian millennials navigate life by pointing them to Jesus. That's why we are here. That's why we exist. And we are so happy to be on the airwaves with you. But of course, I cannot do the show solo. What's going on, Mia?
What's going on, Misa? What's good, everybody? Listen, shout out to everyone that's tuned into your girls right here on, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. Really quick, man, shout out to everyone who is a part of our Patreon, man, our Patreon community, the movement, man. We're so excited to have the movement rocking and rolling. We've been going for what, like a couple of months now?
Yeah,
and man,
yeah.
They've been going so strong. And listen, we got some more updates regarding our Patreon community, the movement. We got more for that for you in just a couple more minutes.
Yes, absolutely. But Mia, let me tell you something. This past week had been a week.
A week, man.
But it's been a great week, okay? Yeah. The Dove Awards 2025 happened this past week, and we had the opportunity of gracing their red carpet. So, of course, you know how we do this every single year. We got to make sure that we tell you all about it. But listen, don't go anywhere. We have so much great more stuff for you on right here that you already know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
I remember days I was in the grave like the walking dead. You better say when you win the days they messing with your head. The devil plays, but this ain't a game, ain't checkers, this is chess. Man, there's levels to the devils. I'ma wrestle till I'm blessed. Jacob, oh, what you whipping? The riches, oh, go get your cake up. So what you getting? Man, go give it. Pouring spirit, wake up. Oh, so you finished? No, you weary. Oh, don't fear it. Say something. I've been the realest day one. And to them fakers, get at me, folk. Yeah, to them haters, get at me, Joe. Yeah, yeah, to them neighbors, get at me, folk. Yeah, to them shakers, get at me, Joe. Yeah, to them fakers, get at me, folk.
Northside, Northside.
My life was so disgusting. God came through, now I'm sauced up like mustard on a hot dog. From a puppy to a big dog, not a money hog. I'm a giver, getting blessings, y'all. Cup running over, no more looking over shoulder. I don't believe in luck, throw away that 40 clover. Cup running over, no more looking over shoulder. I don't believe in luck, throw away that 40 clover.
Listen, y'all. Hey, listen, it's been a crazy week. It's been a very interesting week, all right? Some of the things that we've been through, we had a lot of highs and we also had some lows. And sometimes we like to keep them lows real, real low. But not right here on Eminem Live Radio. We're going to keep it up, keep the beat high, and also look to see what's on the brighter side of things. Here's a segment we like to call Don't Be Salty.
Yo, the world's always turning. Good news, bad news, and somebody's mad every time. But here at Eminem Live Radio, we keep it real and we keep it moving. So before you pop off, take a breath and remember, don't be salty. Let's go!
All right, Mia, it's a brand new week. What's got you salty?
Okay, so here's what's genuinely kind of got me salty. So in case if you don't know, if you're not familiar with who Forrest Frank is, he's probably the biggest Christian music artist who is out right now. I don't know if you know this, but you know he surpassed Drake for monthly streams.
Really?
On Spotify. Yeah, so Forrest is huge if you're into Christian music and things of that nature. So Forrest just recently came out and said how he will not be participating in any award shows like the Grammys and the Doves, and released this video the day before Doves.
Yes.
Mind you, he's nominated for like, it felt like every category. And it was very current because with the Doves being the next day, everybody was talking about it. Honestly, I'm not gonna lie to you, a lot of things that Forrest says or does kind of tends to have the influence of people, which is, I mean, great for him, you know. But a lot of people have been giving their opinions to his stance on his convictions of not wanting to go to an award show anymore, just so he can be able to always remember the fact that Jesus is the prize and we're not doing this for awards and gold and medals. All that's not going to matter at the end of our life. Why that's gotten me salty, here's why. I am not salty at Forrest because, I mean, if that's his stance, that's great because, one, that's biblical. Mm-hmm. And I completely rock with that, you standing 10 toes down. I'm salty at certain people on the internet who are taking a personal offense to what he said, and kind of in a way getting a little slanderous in their perspective or response or take on what he said. I feel like there's nothing wrong. I feel like, of course, we're in a world in social media. Everybody has an opinion. Everyone has an opinion on your opinion. And that just comes with the territory, especially when you're an influencer like Forrest. So when you say something, expect for people to have an opinion about it. I get that. From a believer standpoint, though, I was salty because I just feel as if I've seen people who are doing videos who say he's wrong. Nothing's wrong with Christian award shows. And kind of, I don't know, something about that seems really angry and combative. And I don't like that only because that was his personal conviction. And because that's his conviction, everyone's not going to relate to that. That's something that you and God kind of deal with. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you've heard Megan Ashley say this. And if you're not familiar with Megan Ashley, she's the host of the In Totality podcast. And she was saying how one time I'm not sure currently or it was in the past, but she said her mom was convicted. God convicted her mom about eating chips because she loved chips and was eating them all the time. Mm-hmm. So God told her to stop eating chips for a while. So she was telling, oh, no, I'm not eating chips. So she would say that to other people, things of that nature. Now, that was her personal conviction. She was not saying chips are bad. You shouldn't be eating chips. They're demonic. No, she was that's just what the Lord convicted her on for her personal reasons. If that's his personal conviction, so he can stay aligned and focused on the prize when it comes to his walk with God, I don't want for us to get so combative and offended by what he says. Share your opinion, your take. Okay, it's something to talk on. It's a talking piece for all of us. But to get offended and kind of come out of him in a slanderous way, I'm not personally rocking with certain people. Everybody hasn't been like that. But certain people I've seen on social media kind of get kind of reckless with the mouth, and I'm not really rocking with that.
Yeah. So that's one thing that I did pick up on. You know, I did see that because of what he said and, you know, him putting out the video the day before the Dove Awards, a lot of people in the comments were getting a little spicy with their takes and with their opinions. And it did start to become a bit divisive.
Yeah.
For an event that's supposed to be so inclusive and celebratory of gospel music and Christian music, because in the past we've all kind of felt that gospel music was black and Christian music was white. But for this to be a night where all of us are supposed to be coming together to glorify one name, and that name was Jesus, for this one video to come out the night before and for everyone to have such a divisive perspective on it, that's one thing that did not sit well with me. So I do agree with you there.
Or they thought it was like debatey. It's not a debate. To me, I didn't take it as like a debate topic or a hot take. He was just sharing a personal conviction. I think that kind of comes with the territory of you being an influencer and wanting to share on social media, that people are always going to want to take something that you say, run with it, and kind of blow up certain things out of proportion.
Well, this is what I would say, Mia. Don't be salty, because I feel like this is a great opportunity for all of us to have a deeper conversation.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
About convictions.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
About, you know, what God has shared with somebody. And I do feel like there are a lot of believers who attended the Devil Wars, or even media personalities that do speak on things of that nature, like us. And we were able to at least let it be known that, hey, nuh-uh, this is the enemy. The enemy's trying to divide us. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and recognize it for what it is, and let's move on from there.
Yeah.
So don't be salty. Now, okay. On the other hand, okay, so something that I am salty about this week, very much so, is the similar situation with Forrest Frank. The reason why I am salty about this is because while I do understand that this was a personal conviction, I've been actually trying to like process my emotions in real time this week, because I remember when the video first dropped and we were literally on our way to Nashville that night.
Yeah.
And I was really trying to like just process how I felt about it, because yes, I understand that, you know, it's not up for debate, but I mean, us as humans, us as people, we all have our own opinions about things. And if we're going to walk the red carpet and somebody asks us what we think about it, we have to have an opinion. We have to be honest about that and be transparent. My only thing was is that I did see a TikToker, and I think this person was able to help me process my thoughts and emotions. And he was just basically saying that we have to be very careful with how we articulate to the masses about a conviction that God personally gave you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because like you said, it's great that he was able to share a conviction. However, the key word is personal. You know, this was something that God personally talked to you. And we've got to be very careful with how we say certain things. If God spoke to you and gave you a call,
right,
don't make it a conference call.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it could spark debate. It could spark division, which I know that was not his intention.
Yes, you're right.
It wasn't his intention. Mm-hmm. But if God convicted you, let that be a conversation that stays between you and God.
Misa, don't be salty, because that was a word. And that was so good. I think I even got something out of that. Because, you know, people say things like, what God, it wasn't a conference call, but if you gave other people the line to be able to call,
everybody's gonna be talking. Everyone's gonna be talking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I mean, and we can get into all the specifics about what he said, but we don't have that type of time. But I just do feel like if God personally wanted to share something with you, keep that between you and God.
Yeah. And then also, don't be salty, I will say, because I think, like you said, I do think Forrest probably had the intention that, hoping that other people would be like, you're right, you're on the right path, like we stand with you. And I don't think he got what feels like the complete opposite, or a mixture of the two. So don't be salty, because I think that wasn't his intention. But also, I'm not gonna lie to you, that I pray that speaks to a lot of different people with everything. With, when we have a personal conviction, you don't have to tell other people. Mm-hmm. That's personal, that's between you and God. That's like, I saw a post today that said, every revelation God gives you doesn't need to be posted on social media. That's for you. God wants that to get in your heart. That was for you to be convicted on. Everybody else, that wasn't for them. He would, in that case, he would have made that, put that in a place for everybody to hear. That's so good. This is probably my favorite. Don't be salty. Man, shout out to everyone that's tuned in right here, right now on Eminem Live Radio. Listen, man, we got a lot of great things coming up during this episode. We're talking about all things Doves. And Misa and I are going to talk about, out of all the times we've been to Doves, why this one was the most smooth and the our most favorite doves we've
and
ever
the
done.
Craziest at the same
and the
time.
Craziest at the same time. The most craziest and hectic, but the best one we've done. Listen, don't go anywhere. You're listening to, you already know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
Of awards, or even media personalities that do speak on things of that nature, like us. And we were able to at least let it be known that, hey, nuh-uh, this is the enemy. The enemy's trying to divide us. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and recognize it for what it is, mm-hmm. and let's move on from there.
Yeah.
So don't be salty. Now, okay. On the other hand, okay, so something that I am salty about this week, very much so, is the similar situation with Forrest Frank. The reason why I am salty about this is because while I do understand that this was a personal conviction, I've been actually trying to like process my emotions in real time this week, because mm-hmm. I remember when the video first dropped and we were literally on our way to Nashville that night.
Yeah.
And I was really trying to like just process how I felt about it, because yes, I understand that, you know, it's not up for debate, but I mean, us as humans, us as people, we all have our own opinions about things. And if we're going to walk the red carpet and somebody asks us what we think about it, we have to have an opinion. We have mm-hmm. to be honest about that and be transparent. My only thing was is that I did see a TikToker, and I think this person was able to help me process my thoughts and emotions. Mm-hmm. And he was just basically saying that we have to be very careful with how we articulate to the masses about a conviction that God personally gave you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because like you said, it's great that he was able to share a conviction. However, the key word is personal. You know, yeah. This was something that God personally talked to you. And we've got to be very careful with how we say certain things. If God spoke to you and gave you a call,
right.
Don't make it a conference call.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it could spark debate. It could spark division, which I know that was not his intention.
Yes, right.
It wasn't his intention. Mm-hmm. But if God convicted you, let that be a conversation that stays between you and God.
Misa, don't be salty, because that was a word, and that was so good. I think I even got something out of that, because you know people say things like, "What God? It wasn't a conference call, but if you gave other people the line to be,
then
able to
everybody,
call,
then everybody gonna be talking. You know? Everyone's gonna be talking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I mean, and we can get into all the specifics about what he said, but we don't have that type of time. But I just do feel like, if God personally wanted to share something with you, keep that between you and God.
Yeah. And then also, don't be salty, I will say, because I think, like you said, I do think Forrest probably had the intention that, hoping that other people would be like, you're right, you're on the right path. Like, we stand with you. And I don't think he even, and he got what feels like the complete opposite or a mixture of the two. So don't be salty, because I think that wasn't his intention, but also I'm not gonna lie to you, that I pray that speaks to a lot of different people with everything. With when we have a personal conviction, you don't have to tell other people. Mm-hmm. That's personal, that's between you and God. That's like, I saw a post today that said, every revelation God gives you doesn't need to be posted on social media. That's for you. God wants that to get in your heart. That was for you to be convicted on. Everybody else, that wasn't for them. He would, in that case, he would have made that, put that in a place for everybody to hear. That's so good. This is probably my favorite don't be salty.
Yeah,
man, shout out
one.
To everyone that's tuned in right here, right now on Eminem Live Radio. Listen, man, we got a lot of great things coming up during this episode. We're talking about all things Doves. And Misa and I are going to talk about, out of all the times we've been to Doves, why this one was the most smooth and our most favorite Doves we've
and
ever done.
And the craziest at the same
and the
time.
The most craziest and hectic, but the best one we've done. Listen, don't go anywhere. You're listening to, you already know.
It's Eminem Live Radio. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. You already know. It's Eminem Live Radio. Listen, we exist to help Christian millennials navigate life by pointing them to Jesus, and that's exactly what we are going to do. Mia, we got to make sure we shout out Patreon.
Shout out to our Patreon community, man. The movement that's been going crazy, man. It's been so fulfilling being able to speak into the lives of people who just want to be devoted to our Lord Jesus Christ, man. It's been so great. We're in our book club season. We're reading The Compound Effect, and it's just been really beautiful. In just a short amount of time, the impact and the change and the mindset shifts that have happened in everyone in our community. So listen, if you're looking for
personal leadership,
personal development, and you're looking to grow in your relationship with God, find community as well. You've been searching for that. We want to encourage you to sign up for our Patreon community, The Movement, where Misa and I are able to lead people in their life with being not perfect, but devoted in their walk with God.
Yes, love it, Mia. So what a week has been.
I'm not going to lie to you. I love traveling. But I've been gone all week. And for once, usually, like, you know, you come back home and you're kind of like, okay, well, now back to the life I usually live. But I was like, oh, it feels so good to be home.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm very happy to be able to be back.
Especially you. Because, Mia, you have been, like, crossing state lines, time zones. Like, do you even know what time it is right now?
Yes, it's 8:32. I only know that because it's on my computer. but yeah, I think that's another reason why, too. It's just like being, I don't know, it's just something about, I guess, just being home. Even just like Atlanta in general. I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. But for once, when I coming in the airport, I was like, oh, man, this feels so good.
It just
felt really good.
It truly is no place like home.
I'm trying to think of where we should start.
So listen, let's bring them up to speed all the way back. Okay. So we're talking about traveling, but our first destination was the Dove Awards red carpet. And the Dove Awards is an award show that celebrates the biggest night in Christian and gospel music and talent, because it's not just music. There's also writers and authors and so many other talented people that walk the red carpet and attend and perform and present at the Dove Awards. And it was in Nashville, Tennessee. It was at the Bridgestone Arena, the very first year, being in an arena space, because in the past they've had it at Lipscomb University, and we were invited to grace the Dove Awards red carpet.
Now let's give some slight backstory. Misa and I, this is our sixth year at the Dove's, fifth year on the carpet, and if you've been rocking with Misa and I for some time, you know that we have a history of sneaking on the carpet. And that was just for years and years time. That was just our routine, where we would get denied. We would show up anyway and just sneak on. And some say sneak on, some say finesse. Tomato, tomato. Either way, we got on the carpet. Either way, we weren't supposed to be on the carpet if we got on the carpet. So this year and last year have been different, only because these years, Misa and I we've been invited, which it's a blessing, y'all. Like, when I tell y'all the stress that comes with trying to figure out how we're going to get on the carpet getting an email and being asked, would you guys like to be on the carpet this year? Okay, great. Just fill out this form and we'll see you in a couple of months.
Yep.
Is like mind-blowing. And I don't know, it's something about just even taking that in, just thinking about, one, just being grateful. But even also, like, giving yourself time. Because, I mean, I'm not going to lie, I love going to Dove's. It's always a great time. It feels like a family reunion, being able to represent for CHH women in media as well. But it was always discouraging. It was an exciting time of the year, but also it was discouraging because we will always get denied. Mm-hmm. And we really wanted to be there. But to be able to get invited the past 2 years, and shout out to Christina Garvin, who was over media and the red carpet, Emily as well. It's been so great, them running the carpet and being able to see value in us and being able to extend that invitation our way. We're so grateful, and we just do our best to produce the best content when we're out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. Like, this Dove Awards truly was the best, but it also started off as the worst. And I think we need to start there. So
okay.
So the Dove's, Nashville, I should say. Nashville is about a 4-hour drive from where we live here in Georgia. And we worked a regular 8-hour workday. Our plan to execute was to have all of our things packed. We work our workday. Afterwards, we take my kids to our parents' house. Mm-hmm. They were going to stay there for the next 2 or so days. And we were going to hop on the road at 7 o'clock. Like, that was our goal, hop on the road so that we're not driving late, late, late into the evening. But that was our plan. So we go pick up Mia, and we hop in the car, and we're driving. We're heading on down the road. We're making sure that we keep Chemo up. Chemo is... He's such a warrior, because he drove the entire way there and the entire way back. What a macho man, right? And so we finally get to the Dove's, and we're like listening to whole albums. We're having conversations. Yeah. We're stopping for food. We're trying to make sure we keep each other up, because we just worked all day and hopped right on the road immediately afterwards, because we have to get ourselves ready for Dove's. We're on our way to our hotel. We get super, super close. It starts to rain, and we make it to our hotel finally. Finally, we make it around, like, what, midnight?
Yeah.
Midnight in Nashville. And we put all of our bags into the room. We just usually just recap, just make sure that we have all that we need. Mm-hmm. And Kimo says, don't tell me we don't have the camera.
No, no, no. That's not what happened.
How did he say
it? At first, he said, no, don't tell me. No, no, no. He didn't go into detail about what it was he forgot. He was trying to figure out if he had it or not before he told us. And I'm kind of on edge. He said he was putting his hands on his head and walking back and forth. He said, please don't tell me. No, there's no way. Please, please don't tell me. No, no, no. He kept stopping, and we're looking like, what is it? And he was trying to figure out, and he said, don't tell me I forgot the camera and the tripod. And we're looking like, oh, man, because what's red carpet if we don't have our camera
to
capture it on? And we're all, and in the moment, Kimo was saying how he felt responsible, but Misa and I were talking outside when he was trying to figure things out regarding the camera and what we were going to do. We felt responsible, too, because like Misa was saying, was we were so fixed on getting on the road.
Can I be honest with you? In the moment, I said, you're responsible. Judge, he's the one. Guilty. And at that moment, God had to convict me.
Yeah.
And he was like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
You're responsible, too.
I instantly felt guilty because I was thinking to myself, I'm so big on checklists, making sure, double, triple, quadruple sure. And the fact that we got all the way there and didn't have the camera and tripod, I was like, oh, my gosh. I felt like I dropped the ball, too. You know what I'm saying?
So no, it was a collective
effort. So now we were thinking to ourselves, what should we do? And then Kimo said, well, I guess I'm going to have to drive back to Atlanta. And we were like, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
That's not going to work. That's going to be a whole 8-hour drive.
Mia, that's a 12-hour drive. Because we already drove 4 hours.
Yeah, well, yeah,
to
total.
Drive four
yeah,
hours
right.
back to Georgia and then 4 hours back? That's 12 hours on the road. You might as well drive to Chicago.
Nah, for
point,
real.
At this point. Yeah. But I started getting frustrated and just kind of giving y'all a little bit more of a backstory because we've been doing this for five years.
Mm-hmm.
5 years. It never fails. Every single moment or every single opportunity that we're given, big opportunity that we're given, the enemy always knows how to divide. The enemy always knows how to creep in and how to derail us and get us off focus. In the past, we've had all that we needed.
Mm-hmm.
We had a riff with each other.
Yeah.
Like, we had an attitude with each other, and it was over something stupid.
Small.
Something crazy. Me and Kimo were on the same page. And the enemy just knows how to manipulate, how to get you off of your track, and to just throw everything upside down. This was a huge boulder that was thrown into our plans. So at that moment, Kimo says, don't tell me I left the camera. At this point, I can tell Mia's heartbeat is beating so fast out of her chest. You could just see the life just kind of like sink out of her face because out of all of us, don't get me wrong, like we're very excited about Doves every year. But Mia is the one that's like, this is Christmas. We're preparing. We're working. Like, she's been having her checklist on, Do we have all of our clothes? Do we know what we're wearing to the Doves? What are we doing on the red carpet? Mia is that one. So I could tell that at that moment, it was like all the life in the room was just drained immediately.
But at the same time, I'm not going to lie to you. I knew that this was... One, also another thing that most people didn't know is that Kimo's computer went out that same day.
Yep.
And that's how we edit content. So on top of the computer, his computer laptop going out, us not having the things that we need, the equipment we need, I was like, this is an opportunity. If we don't treat this well, it's an opportunity for the enemy to get in between us.
Yes.
And so while I was beating myself up and hard on myself, but at the same time, I was still trying to keep, in a way, myself composed because I knew how I responded was either going to make or break us.
Mm-hmm.
And what there's already so many things against us already. Okay, how do we figure this out but stay calm at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that it's midnight and everything kind of felt against us. And one thing I really commend Misa on is we were like trying to figure out, we're talking it through. Okay, we should go back. Okay, maybe we should rent this. Okay, what else should we do? And we're talking all these things and Misa's like, Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. Like, she instantly starts praying, which I felt like was a perfect realignment, just because to just center us spiritually, just to go to God. That's how you should always be, is go to God for everything. And she kind of like led us in prayer and was like, God, there's a lot going on right now. We don't know what to do. We need your help. Lead us on what to do. Give us peace. She prayed this entire prayer. And then we were like, okay, we should probably call this person and see if they have something. Or, okay, let's rent a camera. Okay, let's find a camera spot to see if we can rent a camera from. And that prayer, honestly, helped realign the whole situation.
Yeah, it did. It did. Because I think before we prayed, we were in a state of disarray.
Yeah.
Confusion. Frustration. On the verge of tears. Punching the air. It was a lot of emotions happening in that moment. But the moment we decided to center ourselves in Christ, it was like the moment we said amen, ideas started to flow. Like, we started talking things through. We started to put our heads together, really work together. Because one thing I was not going to do was put my husband back on the road.
No, that was
we were not doing that. And so Mia had a friend that was in Nashville and said, hey, why don't you reach out to him? He does video content for a lot of the big name artists in Nashville. Why don't we reach out to him? We reached out to him. We tried to see if that worked. We found out that there was a local camera and video and audio renting company. Rentacamera.com. This is not an ad, but thank you so much to rentacamera.com. .com.
And we gotta even show love to our engineer / manager / producer / cameraman / everything else, Chemo, only because I feel like if there's anything for the whole 12 years we've been doing Eminem Live Radio, if we ever need something to get done, if we can ever trust somebody to figure it out, it's Chemo. And the fact that, one, at any time, even if Chemo has dropped the ball on something, he always does his best to fix it. And he was just so proactive in trying to reach out to said person and trying to reach out to the camera spot and telling us how much this is going to cost and what the end result will be if we went this route or this route. And he completely led that. And I'm so grateful just because we were able to trust him fully to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he, even though he felt responsible, even though we all felt responsible, he took the lead on fixing it and was able to get everything locked in right away.
Yeah. Yeah. So at that point, we literally had to go to sleep, give it to God, literally.
Literally. That's all you could do.
Had to lay down. Had to go to sleep. And I think when we come back, we should talk more about how things
the day
continued.
Of those, how yeah. everything went. So listen, don't go anywhere. Keep locked right here. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, look. I'm on a new wave. Why you ain't picked up the phone? This go two ways. Look, give your life to God. It's never too late. I ball in real life. This ain't 2K. I'm an ATL stepper, boy, I'm too brave. I got classes hit you harder than Luke Kane. I put money on my city like I'm Lou Dang. We out the country and Omari got on Blue Jays. We in New York and whole team just caught the new chain. I went to Sway and had to pop out on my flu game. Yeah, call me Mr. Cole, I got a new name. In Christ a new creation, I'm a new saint. Yeah, I got mercy on me. God is mercy on me. Love my team, my Louis V, so God is mercy on me. Yeah, gotta tell the world, this my testimony. Look, I got mercy on me. God is mercy on me. My team, my Louis V, so God is mercy on me. Yeah, gotta tell the world, this my testimony. I'm not worthy of a thing, but I got mercy in my veins. Tyler Perry, we made do when we was living in House of Pain. Right division, make it plain. And don't ask me what's my sign, I'm signed by God, I'm unashamed. Look, feel like I'm living on a plan. For his life for me, he gave. Confess believing, you'll be saved. Eyes closed, I walk by faith, yeah. And all my family in VA, I'm like, I'm on a new wave. Look, just like Derek, know we rose in just a few days. Confident in who I am, can't drive in two lanes. Look, in Christ a new creation, I know who reigns, yeah. Look, I got mercy on me. Yeah, God is mercy on me. Love my team, my Louis V, so God is mercy on me. Yeah, gotta tell the world, that's my testimony. Look, I got mercy on me. God has mercy on me. My team might Louis V, so God has mercy on me. Yeah, gotta tell the world, this my testimony.
Welcome back to You Already Know. It's Eminem Live Radio, and we are going in. As always, here in the studio, thank you so much for tuning in, man. We need to waste not a single second.
Not a single second. But listen, really quick, make sure you guys are following us on social media, specifically on Instagram, because you just never know what will happen. Like right now, we are currently live on Instagram, recording this show and being able to interact with people on the lives. So listen, if you're going to miss out on these things, if you don't, follow us. So follow us on Instagram at MM Live Radio and on TikTok at MM Live Radio Pod.
Yes. So before we went to a break, we were talking about our the first half of our experience in Nashville leading up to the 2025 Dove Awards. We've been asked to cover the Dove Awards red carpet. And at the beginning of it all, when we first got to Nashville, y'all, it was hell on wheels.
Crazy.
It was crazy. But
so much opposition. So much.
It was so much opposition. We got to a point where we prayed and we literally had to give it to God and go to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now we find ourselves on Dove Awards Day.
Mm-hmm.
Waking up, we decided to go ahead and get ready. Chemo had already went to rentacamera.com mm-hmm. in Nashville, which is probably about 15 to 20 minutes, 15 mm-hmm. to 10 to 15 minutes, actually,
yeah,
away from our hotel. And they had every piece of equipment that we possibly could have needed.
The exact camera that we usually use, the mics, everything just worked out perfectly.
Yeah, everything worked out so perfectly. We had a bag, and the goodness of God even showed up there because we needed to put down a deposit of like $5,000 just to hold it and just to make sure that, you know, all the camera equipment got back safely and in one piece. And I'm just like, oh my goodness, do we have a credit card? What's going to happen right now? So we were able to have that. We were able to get all the equipment. The guys that worked there were even so gracious to us and they lowered that amount.
Oh, they did?
To like $2,000.
Oh, yeah, I didn't
$2,500
know
that. To $2,500.
Wow. Praise God.
So we were able to get everything that we needed. So the mountain that we thought we were up against, we cast into the sea. You hear what I'm saying? Because we really had to pray. And when I tell you, my faith and my trust in God was tested in that moment. It truly was.
Mm-hmm.
But that mountain moved and we were all good to go. So me and I are getting ready. We got mm-hmm. our makeup ready to go. Mm-hmm. We finally get our parking. We make our way to the Doves, and they have security everywhere.
And it's a new building, we're not familiar with the Bridgestone Arena.
Mm-hmm.
So we were kind of walking around, and we had a check-in time from Doves for the Doves red carpet is like from 1 to like 3, because
mm-hmm.
talent comes in at 3:30. So I think we rolled up at what, like 2:30? And I think we got there probably like 2, maybe 2:20. We was driving around. We're trying to figure it out. We're driving around looking at Chemo. He's not co-signing anything I'm saying. Because Chemo wanted to be there as soon as the carpet opened. He wanted to be there at 1:30. Misa and I was like, man, we got time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Of course, we're getting ready, putting makeup, doing hair. Hindsight, we should have been there at 1. We get at the Chemo. We'll definitely make adjustments next year. But we pulled up, and it was like 2:30. And we didn't know where nothing was. So we're like walking around, trying to figure out, asking everybody, hey, where's red carpet? This is that and the third. And we finally come up to, I think we were in the arena, kind of, just in like a different place. And we came up to this desk. And shout out to Issa.
Yes.
Who helped us. We were like, we don't know where to go. And can you please help us? And she was like, yeah, absolutely. So she's walking us around and we're talking to her and we're talking about, like, you know, Doves and, like, you know, our time there and her experience there and what she's doing at the Doves. And we got on the elevator to go up and she's taking us, trying to figure out where we should go. And y'all, when we get off on the floor and the elevator doors open, in walks Israel Houghton. And I was looking like,
Level 2, please, sir.
Right, and then here, Cole, I don't even remember what Chemo said. I just know that Chemo said something to him, And he completely ignored Timo. He said, "I love your music." Like, you know, like the usual stuff you say. And then I think we were on the talent floor, I believe, where all the talent
all the artists.
All the artists were. But Issa was able to help us find someone who knew where we should go. So shout out to Issa. Thank you so much for helping us. Because, girl, we would have been walking around that arena and late for our check-in because we had to be there by a certain time.
But not only that, but shout out to Issa and her entire team.
Yeah.
Because, like, it was a lot of them consist of college students, mm-hmm. you know, and they were helping out, and it's new to everybody. It's a brand new arena, and no one knew exactly where everything was because it was such an adjustment, but they were all so Christ-like. Mm-hmm. There's been moments in the past, and I'm just going to share this with y'all. There's been moments in the past where we have been to the Dove Awards and people were not as kind and not as nice. So for Issa to be that person that was able to hand us off to the right person and be like, you know what, I'm not quite sure, but let me help you find somebody, that meant so much to us because, you know, in the past, it's been so many moments where it was high in pressure and just high in anxiety and you don't know where you're going. You want to be to the right place at the right time. So shout out to Issa and the entire team. They did such a great, fabulous, very on time, quick job. Yeah. So we finally get to the Dove Awards red carpet. And we see a lot of our friends in media and people that we started off with were still there. So we were able to talk to them. We finally get to our space. And it's a little crowded.
Yeah.
It's a little crowded. But we were able to find our space, make friends with the people that were beside us, because the Dove Awards can get very, very hectic, very crazy.
But I'm not going to lie to you. That's why I love Doves. I love Doves red carpet. Because I remember when we first did it, that it was such a not intense, but quick pace. But it's exhilarating. And it's like there's so much happening at once. And it's something about it that I actually like about the Doves experience. But it was crowded. It was very hectic. But we were able to get settled in and find our spot, meet the people who were next to us, and even meet some people from our past, like Yes Lord Radio. If you've been rocking with us for that long, we were a part of their station. We were able to meet some people from there. And I'm trying to remember if there's anything else.
Oh, man, shout out to Kyle Alexander.
Yeah, in the building, got a chance to talk to Kyle on the carpet, too. I'm trying to remember if there's anything else that really happened at the carpet.
Yeah.
We saw, shout out to The Fix Radio. We saw Black Church Talk. We saw Eris and her husband. And shout out to even, like, content creators like Dominique. We got a chance to see her as well. And this was my favorite carpet we've done.
Yeah, so walk us to when people are starting to walk and we see people. Like, what was that like?
To me, well, I was going to do a quick detour from that just because I want to say why this red carpet was my favorite. And go back to the conversation we had before we were already getting ready. And I was getting up that morning, like, you know, with everything going on, Kimo went to go to rent a camera and Misa and I were just having our personal devotion time. And I just started reading, like, you know, just devoting that morning, just talking, looking on things like pride and humility. And I was in the bathroom and getting ready. And I just had a moment where I just kind of like got on my knees and I just started praying, man. I was just like, God, I need you today. Like, I can't do today without you. Like, I don't have the type of personality. I'm an introvert. I'm not that confident without you. I can't ask good questions without you. I am nothing without, I need you today. And it brought tears to my eyes, because it just kind of like brought you to a humbling position, because you think, oh, well, I'm at Dove's, and oh, this is great, and oh, this is my, I got invited to stand the third, and it's like, no, I can't do any of this if God's not here, though.
Mm-hmm.
So that really centered me, and then I just started thinking and just like praying against like anxiety and being nervous, because like, you know, with the Dove's being so hectic and exhilarating and meeting so many people, you can, and celebrities, you can tend to get, like, you know, nervous or, like, starstruck and all these things and kind of lose focus a little bit. And I started praying against those things, but then I started praying, God, help me to not look at these artists, influencers, celebrities as gods.
And idols.
And idols.
Yeah.
Let me not put them on a pedestal next to you or even above you. Help me not to let them be the reason I'm nervous.
Oh, come on, Mia.
Because at the end of the day, they are sons and daughters like me. And help me to look at all of them like that, where I'm not nervous because so-and-so walked on the carpet. I only want to be fearful of you and only you. You know what I'm saying? So that was also humbling for me, being able to realize, well, man, the only reason why I've ever been nervous was because of, oh, that's so-and-so. And it's like, no, that's so-and-so who does music for the kingdom. And I'm going to talk to him about what they got going on. And after I got out the bathroom, Misa and I were having a conversation, and God was dealing with her on the same thing. I don't know if there's anything you wanted to add.
Yeah, no, I was reading Ezekiel, and I've been reading a lot about Ezekiel, and, you know, one of the minor prophets in the Bible, and right? Am I correct? Mm-hmm, okay. Yeah. And then...
Major prophets
in the Bible. And I feel like I'm reading the same thing over and over again. Like, you know, he's just sharing the word of the Lord to the people. And, you know, they keep on disobeying him and having these idols. And they keep claiming that they're the ones that created the Jordan River. And God is just putting his hand against them and putting the sword. Jesus has the sword, or God has the sword of defeat in his hands, and he said that he's going to give that sword to the king of Babylon, which is Nebuchadnezzar, and that man crazy, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And for God to turn over the people of Tyre and Israel over to the leader of Babylon, I'm like, man, y'all are making God mad, and it's only because you're putting other things above him. Mm-hmm. So as God was showing that to me, I had the very same thought. Who are you devoted to?
Yeah.
Are you devoted to Israel Houghton and Adrienne Bailon Houghton? Because, you know, she has made so much great music, and she kind of like raised you, and her voice kind of like was the soundtrack of your life. Or when you meet CeCe Winans, or when you meet all these other great people that you've been so excited to meet, are you going to put them ahead of me? And God had to deliver me on that. God had to convict me of that. And he said, these people are children just like you. They have walks with me. Just like you. They're fathers and mothers just like you. They want to live a devoted life and a life of faithfulness just like you. So just talk to them like you would talk to one of your siblings, because y'all are children of God.
Yeah.
You know, so even like fast forward into the carpet, we were able to meet beautiful artists like Anna Toria. We're able to meet some good friends and see them again, like Aaron Cole and Mike Teasy. We're able to see our brothers Derek Minor and Cannon, and so many other great artists. But one question that we wanted to make sure that we asked a lot of the artists was, what does it look like for you to live a devoted life? What does a season of devotion to the Lord looks like? And when I tell you, that opened up a whole new perspective of just what it looks like to be a believer in this space, not only even in the space, but just as a person in general. It was so awesome, Mia, to hear Anna Toria talk about her devoted time with God at 6 a.m. in the morning. And she needs to do that every single day, unless she does not do that. Whole day is just off track.
And she travels the world.
Yes.
She's such a huge artist. Even talking to, I mean, we talk to so many people who live these lives where we...
It's busy. It looks busy.
And then I feel like asking we ask Hovey's wife and Hovey that, and Rachel and Hovey. And I feel like that question brought us all to level ground. And I feel like it wasn't even a question for them, even for us, but even for like the listener, just being able to think in the mind, God doesn't even see them like, that's Israel Houghton, that's CeCe Winans, that's for him. No, he sees us all on the same playing field. So for us to try to put someone, the level things up just because you're more well-known, you're nominated, so on and so forth, that's not, we shouldn't live in such a way, not be nervous because of a person. No, that's absolutely not. And I think that's the reason for me, this is my favorite Doves, is because for the first time ever, in the 5 years of us doing the carpet, I was not nervous.
We were just
talking to people, and questions were flowing naturally because it's just, I'm just talking to someone who I don't know. And I genuinely have, because I don't know you, but I know of you, I genuinely have a question. And it seemed so sincere. It was so fun. And I don't know, something about this Doves, despite even everything that happened, the camera, everything was my favorite.
Y'all, when I tell you, we were like, even backstage, God's favor showed up so heavy. And one thing that I learned this year, well, I've always kind of learned this, and once again, shout out to our cameraman, my husband, Kimo. So Kimo has always said, even when we were like teenagers, he would always be like, okay, if you act like you're supposed to be there, be there. nobody's going to ask you anything. If you look like you're there, nobody's going to stop you. Yeah. Nobody's going to ask you any questions. So walk like you know belong you're there.
If you walk around lost, not knowing where you need to be, wide-eyed, deer in headlights, you're going to look like you don't belong.
When I tell you this, all right, so we at the end of the carpet, we had someone that was working, at the Dove Awards, and they usually feed all of the media outlets and stuff, so we have food and everything. And the lady was like, so y'all with M&M Live Radio, and do y'all have floor seats? Kimo said, yep. We did not have floor seats. But we had floor seats that night, right? Yeah, yeah. So we had floor seats, and it was just so cool because we had an escort walk us to the floor seats that we once did not have.
And we're passing Jelly Roll and Brandon Lake.
Y'all, we walked past Sarah Jakes Roberts. She smells glorious.
We're like, what?
We're amongst the celebrities and the guests at the Dove Awards, and God is like, I'm making room for you. Oh! He was making room for us all because we trusted in him and we made an a point to still be devoted even when the storms were rising, even though it seemed like it was hell and high water, even though darkness was surrounding us. God was like, if you just stay with me, if you keep on walking on this water, if you take one step after the other, I'm going to make sure that I take you exactly where you deserve to be. And I was like, man, let me tell you something. God showed up and showed out for us at the Dove Awards, and it was a great night for everybody.
It was a really great night. Listen, man, we hope you guys enjoyed that, and we definitely enjoyed Doves. If you want to see any and all of our Dove interviews, y'all, they're all up. They're all up on our YouTube channel. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. I think it's Misa and Mia is the YouTube channel name. And listen, y'all, the content, the interview questions we were able to ask with these people have been phenomenal. And also make sure, again, you're following us on Instagram because they're posting clips of those interviews, of those questions. And it was by far some of the best content I think we've created for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. I hope this spoke to you. I hope that there was something that we said today that spoke to you. And if there's anything, stay devoted to God.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stay devoted to him. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's M&M Live Radio.
But I never wanna be without it. See you in everything around me. There's no way that I could doubt it. When the storm starts around me, cause with you be the water wider. But he's safe when he took his eyes off you, but you kept him from going under. So when you say come, I will come to you. Even if it isn't comfortable, why would I not wanna walk with you? Such an honor to even know who you are, cause only you could call the waters to be parted. It was you who called creation to be studied. And when my faith is getting low, you let me know it's you that's in control. Rough waters trying to make me lose my hope, but you let me know that you were in the boat. And the way that I sink or afloat depends on how deep that my faith will go. Cause I can either choose to feel the storm or the one that can save my soul.
This is a moment that you have been waiting for and we have been waiting to give you. We call this our 1 minute inspiration, 60 seconds where we're able to pour motivation, positivity, and encouragement into your life. This week, my girl Mia has got you covered.
It's interesting because I've yet again been inspired by not a kid's movie or a word of the day, but inspired by Kimo's plant growing endeavors. Kind of strange, but still very inspiring. So listen to this. So I went outside one day to take the trash out, and I saw Kimo's cabbages. He's been growing them, and I was in shock when I saw, when Kimo showed me them. And he was actually in shock, too, because his cabbages were growing so beautifully and so full and surprisingly very fast. And I thought to myself, how is it that his vegetables are growing so rapidly? And then this explanation popped into my head. Kimo seeing their growth because all of the potential factors constantly show up. The sun constantly shows up to shine. Kimo constantly shows up to water. The elements of nature play their part. Therefore, they encourage the roots to grow, making the cabbage flourish. But in order for the cabbage to grow, all of the key factors have to show up. The sun can't show up without the water. The water can't thrive without the presence of the elements, so on and so forth. So they all must be present. So Mia, where are you going with this? Okay, so listen. Confidence and self-worth have to show up in order for your self-esteem to grow. Both discipline and obedience have to show up in order to grow roots of sacrificing. Both rest and trust have to show up in order for you to grow in your peace. Y'all see where I'm going with this? All of the elements have to show up in order to see results, not one over the other. And your presence is required too, because you got to do the work in order to see the progress you want. But the question is, how much do you want it to grow?
Shout out to everyone that tuned in to Eminem Live Radio.
Shout out to everyone who tunes into this week's show, man. So whether you tuned in for the very first time or you don't miss a single show, listen, we're glad you spent the last hour rocking with your girls.
If you enjoyed this week's show, post a screenshot of the show you're listening to on any of your social media platforms and listen, tag us at Eminem Live Radio, and we will be reposting.
And listen, y'all, next week we'll come back with more conversations, more music, more everything, so make sure you don't miss it.
Yeah, so make sure you are nowhere else but here, same time, same place. But of course, we gotta give the credit when it's due. Eminem Live Radio is your number one source of inspiration for this generation.
Engineered and co-produced by K.E. to the M.O., Kimo Jones.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and Mia.
And executive producer, Crystal Evans. And Eminem Live Radio is an Eminem Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's show. But listen, your girls gotta get out of here. And you're listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. Yep. You already know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
Yeah. We'll talk to you soon.
Looking for an exceptional driving experience? Find it behind the wheel of a Mercedes-Benz SUV. Experience the power, precision, and intelligence of an iconic Mercedes-Benz SUV at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer today.